I notice him standing in a slight crouch from the catty corner. His left arm's extended straight out before him, and with the flat of his hand, he's taking quiet aim at a rope dangling from the back of a cube truck. The hand moves up and down and from side to side, anticipating distance and wind and the agility it'll take to overcome the two. In his right hand, he holds the broadside of a small piece of cardboard cocked at his ear, ready for a toss. He's about 5 feet from the rope. Behind him, the shopping cart is parked haphazardly against the curb. It's full to bursting with marginal scraps and has a forgotten, tottering aspect to it, as though it had rolled there and stopped all on its own. He's so attuned and so precise about the task. The separation between spectacle and dream blurs. He's a perfect actor. A series of red lights come and go, and his hand begins to work.